Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Chandu, the magician. Before our drama starts, I would like to tell you some news, some very good news. We think it's safe to say that if you would like White King granulated soap, you can probably get it now from your grocer. You know, it has been awfully short, and in many cases, difficult, if not impossible, to obtain. This was because during the war years, we would not let White King quality down. And we just could not make enough of our kind of soap to fill the demand. Then, too, lots of people moved out west from the east. And once they tried White King, they found it different from, and many like it better, than any soap they'd ever used. There still isn't any too much White King, but if you're lucky, you'll find some at your grocer's tomorrow. And know what you'll say, do you? You'll say, I love White King. In the hidden room in the pyramid, Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has come face to face with the sinister Roxor at last. But before Roxor arrives, Princess Naji joins Chandler. At his insistence, she agrees to hide in the shadows so Roxor will not see her. Chandler has almost led Roxor to the point of disclosing where Robert Regent is when Roxor discovers Naji's presence. Realizing he has been tricked, he snatches up a glass tube filled with a deadly gas, smashes it on the floor, and is gone. Meanwhile, the present scene opens in Roxor's rooms in Cairo. Chandu, the magician.
Cairo tomorrow. Let us have a little joy tonight. Tonight we laugh, and plans to capture the world are forgotten.
What hast thou done for him? What is behind the curtain?
Feed yourselves and await entertainment from the Arabian Nights. And what? I draw the curtain. But please, watch.
Attention, singer!
Be Sakaira!
Jamil!
Beautiful as the morning. Give her money. Are you miser?
No, by Allah!
A lot of gears. Many a gears.
Hold on. Wait. More is coming.
Not a Kadif commanding entertainment, Selim.
Not even a sultan can have more enjoyment than we. Wait.
Pizza!
What is going on here? Is this a cafe that you must have music and dancing? Is this the way you behave yourselves when I'm not here? Must you be watched like children? Selim, what do you mean by this?
It was an hour of entertainment, nothing more. Go outside and wait, brothers.
Fools, weaklings. Take the girl and the musician, see they do not return. Pleasure. I have no enjoyment, as you call it. There is no time for anything but the work.
The great Roxor is above these simple things. You need them not. We have but passed the hours until you should return.
Very well. For this one time, I shall say no more of it.
Hasalchi.
Selim, in this great moment, I cannot be too angry. Even with fools. I, Roxor, am all powerful.
You have always had great power, Athen. Has more come to you?
You shall hear. Chandler, the great Chandu, he's dead.
Dead? Is it so?
Dead by my own hand. And not alone Chandler. The Princess Nagi as well. I have killed them both.
Great is Allah. But the secrets, Roxor. How will you learn the secrets now?
I do not need his secrets. We had not meant to kill him until I had learned more. But when Nagi... I saw Nagi there. I knew she had lied to me. No one lies to Roxor twice.
I do not question your wisdom, Athen. But the secret of Robert Regent...
Do not concern yourself, Selim. I will get it from him.
Yes, master. Is it permitted to ask how Chandu died?
Tonight I am in a mood to answer your question. But I have been asking questions of myself. How did Chandler know of that room? And I have the answer. The boy who found his way to that room this afternoon was Regent's son. He must have told Chandler so that when I returned, he was waiting for me.
Roxor, again I say, I do not question your wisdom. But if the boy saw you...
He saw me working on my great experiment, and he called me by my name.
Allah! It is only by Chandu's magic he could have known.
I tell you that magic was nothing but tricks.
Your father.
I left the boy there. I thought he would starve to death before he found the way out.
By the beard of the prophet Roxor, thou art as great as Saladin.
I could have made use of Chandler and his trickery. I went so far as to offer him a place with me.
Then such an honor does not come to every man.
What man would not seize a chance for power?
What man could dare to stand against you, master?
Almost I had told him where Regent is. But it is over now. When the Regent's wife goes to find why her brother has not returned from the pyramid, in one breath, she will lie dead beside him.
You have spoken, master. And many years from now, some Ferengi will find a way to that place of burial. He will die, and men will say it was an ancient curse.
I chose well when I chose you for my work, Selim. That is very amusing.
You are, Sandy. Now these people too will search for her. By Allah, the world will be yours indeed.
To hold in my hand like an apple. But I have wasted time enough. You have a report for me, Selim? Or did the dancing girl drive it out of your head?
No, master, no. I have word of Abdallah the Bedouin.
So?
I have been told he loves Regent's beautiful daughter.
What is this? The son of a desert chief? The man who is to bring his people to my feet?
I tell you only what is told to me, master.
A Bedouin? A fighting man as merciless as I myself? Must be a lie. Abdallah swept away by the emotion of fools. I will not be... Who is that?
Who comes?
One who waits.
Enter. Who is it you have brought?
Oh, he is here. By all means, bring him in.
Take your hands off me, you big lug.
Tell him he is the son of Robert Regent. Oh. Let him go, Hassan. Wait outside.
Where were you, sir?
Oh, so it's you again. By golly, ever since we saw you in the crystal ball...
Oh, you saw me in a crystal ball. Sorcery of Chandu, I suppose.
It sure was. We heard everything you said to the princess.
And what was that?
Look, what is this? I was just out in the hotel garden minding my own business, and those two guys grabbed me. What do you want?
Perhaps it is something you can tell me.
Or perhaps... I can't tell you anything. And I wouldn't if I could.
No?
No. So tell your little private Gestapo to let me out of here.
When I have finished with you, you may go. But that will be when you have learned.
Learned what, as if I cared?
You shall see what it means to oppose Roxor. Selim.
Aye.
Sure. Tell me a lot of things so I can go home and tell my uncle.
Ah, yes.
your uncle, Chandler. Chandu, the magician.
You bet. You'll never beat him. He's too smart for you.
Sit down, my young friend.
No, thanks.
As you will. When I have finished with you, you will be taken to the street and released. But your uncle you will not see again.
No, no. Hey, what do you mean?
I mean, you impertinent young puppy, your uncle is dead.
Oh, he is not. You're just saying that to make me talk.
Oh, you think so?
You're trying to find out a lot of stuff about him. Well, I won't tell you anything. I don't believe you.
Do you know where he went with the Princess Nachi?
Oh, I know where he went, but the princess wasn't with him.
To the pyramid?
Okay. You knew that anyway if you went back to get your things.
And Nachi was not with him.
No, she was... Say, is that where she went?
You are beginning to believe me. Perhaps you heard the plan. That Nachi was to hide and this.
She was not. My uncle wouldn't let her go with him.
Still, I tell you, we are both there now, lying on the cold stone near the sarcophagus. Dead.
You mean you killed them? Oh, I don't believe it.
You shall believe me. Listen, you young fool. You saw the chemicals in that room.
Why, sure we saw them.
In one tube was the new gas I have perfected. To kill 1,000 people in one breath. And I opened the tube in Chandler's face. So, you are ready to believe.
Why, you're not even human. You...
What is that sound? Tell him, what is it?
I hear.
Oh, I know what it is. You'll see.
Tell me at once. Tell me.
Let him go, Roxor. Let him go.
Chandler's voice. The voice of the dead.
Roxor, I tell you, let him go.
Okay, Roxor, you heard him. Tell that guy outside to get out of the way.
No. Not for 1,000 Chandlers, dead or alive. He shall not leave this room until I have broken him.
Oh, no? Well, look behind you. Turn around and look. Oh, gosh, Uncle Frank, I hope it's really you.
Why not? Come on, Bob. Let's get out of here.
Monday night, Chandu continues, and you will want to join Dorothy Regent, Betty and Bob in their thrills and adventures. So you'll be with us again Monday evening at this same time, won't you? Probably tomorrow you'll be marketing, and maybe on Monday there'll be washing you'll have to do. Look, here's a suggestion. Get a couple of packages of White King soap tomorrow. Get the giant size package if you can, and will you be proud of your washing? The white things, so very white. The colored things, so safely guarded. The washing time shortened so considerably. The effort reduced so that you're hardly tired and your hands feeling so good. Because White King is gentle not only to clothes, but to hands as well. The only thing it could possibly be hard on is dirt. Know what you'll say when you've used White King, do you? You'll say, I love that soap. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Carla Pandit. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.